Blog Talk Radio.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so totally excited today. The Holy Ghost is doing something today. Amen. Amen. So, hallelujah. So open up your ears. I know they're open already. Your hearts are open and ready to receive all that God has. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up in prayer in just a moment. The instructions that I received today from the Lord was to, we're going to all pray in tongues together until 2:30 Central Time. I know we're on different times, but, you know, until 2:30 Central Time. And as we pray in the Spirit, as we pray in tongues, the Lord says, don't be concerned about hearing somebody else and how they're doing it or what they're doing, but this is a time to focus in, hallelujah, to focus inward and see what he is saying in your spirit today. I'm sure most of you do that anyway as we pray in tongues in our heavenly chorus. But, you know, he said to just stress that today, and you're going to hear. It may even be an impression that you get, but I'm just going to tell you what I'm hearing. Everybody's going to hear something today. Amen. That's what I'm hearing. Amen. So we're going to open the lines after it's over, after we finish praying at 2:30, and, you know, see what the Lord says. That, I mean, even if you just get an impression, even as we're praying in tongues, one of your toes starts wiggling or something, you know, whatever it is, he's going to speak to each and every one of us today. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We're looking to you to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or even imagine today, Lord God. We're open. Our ears are open to you. Our hearts are open to you. Every part of us, our senses are open to you. Our taste, our smell, our hearing, our feeling, everything is open to you. Lord God, communicate to us today. We're listening. Hallelujah, as we pray in tongues today, glory to your name, Lord God. Have your way, have your way, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm opening up all of the lines now, opening up every line, and we just go ahead and start praying in tongues. All the lines are opening now. Hallelujah. Shura Rabashi
I'm not going to be able to do that. I am sure that 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 I am s Hallelujah.
Pastor Catherine, Minister Rachel and family, Dr. Leslie, so good to see you today. Good to see everybody. But you haven't been here for a while, so good to see you, Dr. Leslie. Amen. Pastor Price, Minister Faye, Minister Carey, and Evangelist Shirley. Amen. I think that's everybody. Hallelujah. So we're going to go in that order. Pastor Catherine, your line is open. Welcome.
Oh, praise God. I want to say good afternoon, everyone. The first thing that I heard was, it's raining, and God said, it's a song. And I said, I can't remember what the song is, Lord. So I just typed in a song here. So I'm just going to read some of the things that it says about the song, that it says in the song. I have heard your thunder roll, clouds succumb to wind that blows overhead, but instead running, I just wait, watching lightning kiss the sky, black, blue, embrace the light. Here it comes, just for us. I'm not afraid. It's raining. It's pouring. And you are restoring my soul. As each drop is pouring, my sorrow is drowning in hope. I have known the taste of drought because of selfishness and doubt. I have dug wells. Oh, how they failed to even fill my cup. Soon these dry bones will have breath, and I will spring up once again and come to life. Like rivers rise, I dance and run. It's raining, it's pouring, and you are restoring my soul. It's raining, pouring down on me. Rain, wash me, cleanse me. Pour down on me. Wash me, cleanse me. It's raining, it's pouring on me, and you are restoring my soul. Praise God. And then I just heard, I have kept the faith. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Then I heard, lay down your burdens, and I am a good shepherd. I am God that's more than enough. Praise God. So that's it for me today.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. What a song. I was trying to find it. Is it by Micah Tyler?
I don't know. I'm trying to go back and look at all of it, but you got me first. You called me first.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this has to be as soon these dry bones will have breath. And I will
Amen.
Spring up once again.
Pray, that's what I like. I was trying to go down there and choose something. Yes, that's what I was wanting to get to.
Yeah, so Micah Tyler is who that's by.
Yeah, that's it. Micah Tyler, there he is.
Okay. Amen. Thank you. And that's, you know, that's what we're expecting from God, that he'll even take us into songs like that. I mean, that song is, that's pretty, that's good. It's just saying a whole lot. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. All right. Minister Rachel and family.
Hi. God bless everybody. You want to go first, Gabrielle?
You
then.
Okay. God said to me that all of us on today have a super huge blessing, and he loves us all so very much that even if you feel down and in the dark, his beautiful light is still shining on you.
Hallelujah. Thank
and
you. Thank you, Gabrielle.
And Isaiah 55, verse 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You want me to read 11, Lord? Okay, I'll read.
Isaiah 55. I'm going to start at verse 5.
Okay.
Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Oh, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I'm just hearing a song. My Lord God Almighty reigns, for he has done great things, and holy is his name. Hallelujah, the Lord our God reigns, for he has done great things, and mighty is his name. Hallelujah, the Lord our God reigns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Can me and Jim sing our Jehovah's name?
Excuse me?
May me and Gabrielle sing Our Hope Has a Name.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Our hope has a name. In the name of the Lord, I say my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah. You are Lord, my brothers, and we father.
We love all of you. May God keep you strong in Jesus' name.
Amen. Love you too. Thank you all. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Dr. Leslie. Dr. Leslie, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. I usually am not home at this time anymore, so I'm off this week. So I'm glad you sent that reminder.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So I watched something at the beginning. First I saw like a garden spade, one of those long, narrow spades, and it went down and made a small hole, but it was very, very deep for a seed to be released into the earth. And then I saw the hole, or maybe it was another hole, but I don't know. It was a round like the kind of hole that you see with a well or a cistern. And I saw a ladder that was just lashed together, just sticks lashed together to make a ladder that was put into the hole, and I was to climb into it. And so I was then aware that I was being led into a way in the dark where there were no lions and no birds of prey following, and where there were no candles or electric lights, but the walls were encrusted with like gemstones that had light inside of them. And so it made a beautiful and brilliant pathway going through an unlikely space. And then I heard the Lord say, "Will you trust me enough to follow? You have need of what I've hidden, the treasure in the darkness. Come, and I will take you to it, and you will emerge fully supplied." That's what I have.
Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that just goes back to things that he said to me in the past about treasures untold, unfold, and unfold. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Wow. I felt like I went on a little trip there. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. You know, as I was looking through my list and about to send people some, you know, the reminder. And, you know, I know you're not usually there. And so he just said, just send it to her anyway. That's okay.
Yeah. And I got it. And he said, you will be on that call.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You know, I'm seeing like a, you know, something here with the rain and rain, the Lord
yes.
raining, and then the seed. I was just on a conference call this morning, and this lady gave us this wonderful panoramic view of the seed, you know, over the centuries, over the generations, hundreds of years. And how the seed that God talked about in with Adam and Eve, you know, came to be the Lord Jesus. And it was just wonderful. So this has been a good seed day. Hallelujah. And it's raining. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Leslie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Price. Welcome.
Glory to God. And a happy early, happy New Year's 2023 to each one of you all. Glory to God.
Woo!
What I heard,
yes.
Hallelujah. What I heard was, behold, I do a new thing. Shall it not spring forth? Isaiah 43 and verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Then he said, I am the Lord your God who heals you, who gives you peace that passes all understanding. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. For the Lord your God am with you. I will never leave or forsake you. I am with you until the end of this age and forever. I am not a man that I should lie. Have I not said it? Shall I not do it? Yes. My name, you know my name as faithful. Faithful to you. Oh, you shall know my name as faithful. Faithful to you and faithful to my word. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad in the Lord your God. For who is like the Lord your God? I'm healing you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Have I not said it? And shall I not do it? Yes, indeed, shall I not do it. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. My banner over you is love. Is love. In the guys, and O looks like funny. Oh, how I love you. I gave my life. What more could I give? I am there all the time. Then I heard Russia, Ukraine conflict resolved. Much prayer has gone forth. Nations are mine. And moving through the nations, special loving servants are being raised up and sent forth in Africa. It will no longer be called the dark continent. I have sent the light of my glory throughout the African continent. Egypt, watch Egypt, the nation of Egypt. Watch and see what I will do. Always pray for the peace, prosperity, and the protection of Jerusalem and all of Israel, and for your nation, the United States, and its territories, that there may be prosperity, peace, and protection in each place. In your homes, your cities, your states, and throughout your nation. Psalms 122, verse 6 and 7 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. And lastly, I have seen the tears and heard the prayers of those who have cried to me from Mexico and all of Central America. My ears have been open to those prayers. Watch and see. Look and see what I shall do for Mexico. What I heard today. God bless you. Going back on me.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I know, you know, when I was praying, you know, I could hear the Lord talk about, you know, the different nations. I knew that things were going on. Or as we were praying together, I knew things were going on in the nation. And so you'll hear my interpretation in a little bit. And it's just, you know, he just said nations. He didn't pinpoint them. And that's wonderful that he brought that out. That's beautiful. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Price, I just noticed that your phone number ends with 2023.
What?
That just like,
you know,
it jumped out at me.
It sure does. I didn't even realize that myself. Wow.
What is that 2023 doing there? Wow. Wow. Well, praise God.
Maybe that's
amen. All right. Amen. Hey, you're going to be getting a bunch of good calls in 2023. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. Minister Faye, praise God. Hallelujah. Your
praise
line
you
is
Lord.
Open.
Okay, you are a great God. Bless your name, Jesus. How could you love me so much? Take me up higher. And when Minister Leslie was speaking, and she talked about where there was no light and the walls was encrusted with jewels, that sounds like heaven. Because with Jesus walking around, he is the light. And in his kingdom, there are just going to be jewels in the walls.
Okay. Amen. I've heard of the streets of gold, and amen. Hey, streets of gold, jewels, no problem. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Faye. Anything else?
That's it for me.
All right. Praise God. Amen. And as you were saying, you know, like, you're a great God, bless your name. A lot of during the prayer, I heard praises to the Lord. You know, I heard praise and worship to the Lord, you know, intermingled, you know, in and out as we were as we were praying together. So, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise
Thank
God.
You.
Thank you for saying that. All right. Minister Carey, your line is open.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. While we were cleaning, it was more of a peace. It was an anxiousness and not to be anxious, rest. I heard the word rest. And then through the prayers, it was a lot of releasing, like yawning or restfulness. And that's what I received, not to be anxious and just rest.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I'm trying to type that in. Amen. Not to be anxious, rest. And, you know, as the Lord was telling me about this morning, to go in this direction, he said, you know, people are going to be, they're just some pressure. Some will just feel what I'm doing. They may not get a lot of words, but they'll feel it. Amen. And, hey, and feeling God's peace is a good thing.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And not to be anxious and rest. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Carey. Hallelujah. I meant to ask you this, and I don't want to ask you in public, but your lights did come back on, right?
Yes, they did, Kim. I was over to my daughter's a couple of days, and they did come back on later.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, good, good. Because I was thinking about that, kept thinking about it. Amen, and lifting you up. So praise God. Lights are on. Wow. Okay, God bless. Something else. I said, let me just finish this. Evangelist Shirley, welcome. That is you, Evangelist Shirley, right? You got your mute on?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I hear you well. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I hear you well.
Okay, I just want to say Jan had to leave, but she just said that she got she was just thanking God for a platform to just praise His name and thank Him for all what He has done and what He is doing. And she just said to tell you that. And when we were praying, I got tightened up. I want to use you more and more as my instrument this year. Stay close. And then Psalms 54:4-7, because whatever God's going to be doing this year, He wants us to know that He going to take care of His people. It says 4-7, he says, so just stay close. And he also brought strength a couple of times. Psalms 54:4-7, behold, God is our helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will repay our enemies for their evil, cut them off in your truth. I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eyes have seen it, the desires upon our enemies. So I don't know what God's going to be doing, but whatever he is doing, he don't want his people to worry about it, but to just stay close, because he wants to use us as his instrument. And
amen.
And ask for strength.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Hallelujah. Now, did I hear you say tighten up?
Tighten up, yes, ma'am. He said tighten up. He said, tighten up. I want to use you more and more as my instrument. He was talking to all of us. This year, he said.
Amen.
And he says, stay close.
All right. Hallelujah. Amen. When you said tighten up, I saw like a string instrument getting, the strings getting tightened and tuned up. Hallelujah. To use as his instrument. Hallelujah. Like, play us, Lord. Play us. Hallelujah. amen. Thank you, Jesus. You sing over us. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. And then I have a confirmation in that about that Psalm 54 and 7. Amen.
Yes,
the Lord's just going to deliver us from enemies. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I think that is everybody who is here. Glory to God. So what I'm going to do is, and you guys, thank you so much. The Lord said everybody was going to get a word today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, sometimes you just step out by faith and just say what he says. You know, some of y'all could have said, I ain't getting nothing. But you did get something today. Hallelujah, because he gave it to you. Amen. And, okay, so first, before I give my interpretation for today, I'm going back to patients. And we're finishing out miracles today. For those of you who may not have been here, we look back over, I take notes and everything, and I look back to how many times miracle was mentioned in the past 2 years. Next year we'll be going on 3 years of Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Wow, that was fast. So anyway, miracle has been mentioned 143 times. And so the Lord has told us, go back and hear or recount interpretations that he's given to us in the past, because they're still good. Amen. These were from September of 2020. Beyond the natural is the spiritual. Beyond your thoughts are my thoughts. Beyond your ways are my ways. That's really a confirmation of what Minister Rachel was reading today. Hallelujah. Amen. Excuse me. Do as I say, and you will walk in miracles every day. A window is opening. The windows of heaven are opening. Blessings are flowing. Smile and be exceeding joyful. As the seasons change, you will see the footprints of my glory on this earth. Yes, you shall see. There is more beyond what your eyes can see, beyond what your mind can conceive, beyond what you can imagine. Do as I say, word for word, and you will see more and more and more. This is another time, still in September of 2020. Worship. Worship me through everything. He's doing a shifting and a change in the land. We don't need to be concerned. Amen. I think Evangelist Shirley just said that. We don't need to be concerned. Just praise and worship. Stay focused on him. We will see the signs, wonders, and miracles throughout the land. A shifting in the land. Stand on his promises. Bring those things back to mind. Refresh. Miracles. Get a bucket. Every little thing that I tell you, do it. You will see miracles, just like when Jesus turned the water into wine after they obeyed the simple instructions. And then in July of 2020, we heard cross country. Day and night, night and day, expect miracles, signs, and wonders. Expect what seems to be impossible to manifest into reality. While this world is upside down, I am shaking everything for my glory. Your flexibility happens as you seek my face. When you seek me in the midst of every situation and circumstance, you will make it through with flying colors. Think it not strange when gold begins to show up everywhere. Don't be afraid to go full force. Stand your ground. It's big. It looks big, but it's really tiny. Don't be afraid. Go through. Discernment. Miracle, miracle, miracle. Go through the door. Amen. And then here's the last part of it. In June of 2020, so we went through basically about 140 something miracles over the past couple of months. Anyway, June of 2020, kicking. We ask for miracles daily. Yesterday, our nation God arrested. I'm just reading the words I'm seeing. Our eyes see God. Ah, Papa, yes. God is. Are they robots? Our president. What I used to do, years reading the words that came out. Okay. Miracles are springing up all around the country. Undeniable miracles. People are astounded. Miracle after miracle. People will stop in their tracks. People will walk around with their mouths open in awe. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Cancer is being healed as never before. People on their deathbed one day and playing the next day. Skipping around the land. Joy, joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. All I know is I was blind, but now I see. Free, free, free. Amen. So that's our previous station from 2020 on miracles. Amen. And now this is what I heard today. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. The young and old will hear me clearly. And then John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Healing headaches causing confusion of the mind can be rendered null and void. Sinuses being healed. Pressure behind the eyes, throat. Hallelujah. And then, so he started off with, saying, the healing that was going on right at that time. And then during the prayer, I heard the word ambushment. And, and I know that that's from a scripture. And so it's from 2 Chronicles 13, verses 13 through 18. I was trying to see where I could stop at, but just kept going. So 2 Chronicles 13, starting at verse 13. But Jeroboam caused an ambushment to come about behind them. So they were before Judah, and the ambushment was behind them. And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was behind. And they cried unto the Lord, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout. And as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their land. And Abijah and his people slew them with a great slaughter. So there fell down slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men. Thus the children of Israel were brought under at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed because they relied upon the Lord God of their fathers. Some more scriptures where the Lord was talking about that the enemy's plot and plan and scheme is not going to work. And as we were praying, that was being taken care of. Nehemiah 4:15, and it happened when our enemies heard that it was known to us and that God had brought their plot to nothing, that all of us returned to the wall, everyone to his work. In Esther, chapter 9, verse 25, but when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letter that this wicked plot, which Haman had devised the Jews, should return on his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. So the enemy's plan, whatever the enemy's trying to devise against us, even against our families, against our nation, it's not going to work. It won't work. Amen. Psalm 21:11. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Psalm 35:4. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my hurt. Amen. And then he was talking about nations as well. This is Psalm 2:1. And it goes on a little bit till 4. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. And then he said, the enemy's plot, plans, and schemes have been ambushed and brought to nothing and naught in your life, in this country, around the nations. And he ended with this, I wanted you to join with me in intercession. And I'll say because he's ever making intercession for us, sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he said, I wanted one to join with me in intercession today at this time on earth as I am doing in heaven. Thank you. He said, put thank you in all. Amen. So the Lord thanks us for coming and spending this time and interceding with him today. What an awesome privilege to be able to do what to be with him interceding today. Amen. I don't want to move too fast. Where we are right now, I'm going to stop and go ahead and do the prayer of salvation and talk about Get 'Em Radio for next few minutes or so. And if anyone wants to say anything else, the line, so prepare yourself for that. If you want to say, you know, one last comment, you know, get ready for that, because right after I finish, I'm going to open up the lines, and hopefully I'll remember to say that again. So if you're on this line, you're listening, you may be listening in our archives today, and you're like, wow, I want to join with God. I want to pray. I want to intercede. I want to pray in tongues. I want to get interpretations. I want to do all of that. And you might not be too sure that you are saved, that you're born again. Well, God says this in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He loves you so much. He wants you to have everlasting life. He wants you to be saved. Saved from what? Saved from sin. Hallelujah. Saved. Saved to be with him throughout eternity. Saved to be taken away from the path of a burning hell. That's what he wants to save you from. which he saved us from. Amen. And Romans 10:9 lets us know how to do that. Hallelujah. And the and it says this, quite, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. Because none of us was here 2,000 years ago. We weren't here. We didn't see Jesus. We didn't see what he did. But we choose to believe. And when we choose to believe, our faith works and operates. Hallelujah. And we lay hold to salvation as we speak it out of our mouth. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we just thank God for you right now. And you are, it seems like so simple to do that, but you are saved. You are born again. You are a child of God. We welcome you into the kingdom of God. We welcome you into the church. Hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Hallelujah. So welcome right now. And then we want to invite you to grow, to learn and grow in the things of God. Now, you can go to a local church, a Bible-believing church around you. And we also want to invite you to be a part of some radio family of broadcasts. And Get 'Em stands for God in the Midst. The God in the Midst family of broadcast. Hallelujah. You can get to us by calling 516-418-5699. And that is, and when you call that number at the times that we have our broadcast, you'll be live with us and, you know, and listening right at that moment. And you can, most of the time, we'll open up the lines and you can communicate with us. If you miss it, so to speak, that time, you can listen to all of our podcasts by just going into Google and putting in Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And we have over 1,300 broadcasts, 5 4 hours a day, 7 days a week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going into what we're doing, but the Lord keeps showing me something, and I want to pray for someone. Someone is experiencing a toothache. There's a pressure on your tooth, and I'm perceiving it as being far in the back of your mouth, a molar. I guess that's what it's called. And we join our faith together with you right now. We plead the blood of Jesus that any kind of pain in your mouth, in your teeth, in your gums is being rendered null and void right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for healing, health, and wholeness. We thank you for miraculous healing in that tooth area right now in the name of Jesus, and that all pain is gone now in Jesus' name. We give you praise and glory for that, Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to just tell you very briefly what we're doing in the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We have church service on Sunday, and these are the places that God has designed for us to learn and grow, and we've been learning and growing, so join us to learn and grow with us. On Sundays, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom McCoy is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the Apostolic Pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday is January the 1st. Hallelujah. And it's the first Sunday of the month and the year. So you know we're going to have a good time. And so what we're doing is Sunday we have tag team preaching. So anyone and everyone can preach. Hallelujah. You have 5 minutes to preach. You have get a scripture, a topic, and come on, expound on the word for 5 minutes. You can also read out of a devotional that you have that has blessed you. We want to get blessed too. And so you can come with that. You can read that. You have 5 minutes to glorify, to bless the Lord. You can read from the scriptures for 5 minutes. You can do that. If you have a song that you want to play that song, you want us to hear that song, just text me. I think all of you have my text. Text me a link of that song from YouTube, and I'll have it queued up by Sunday. Do that by Friday, and I'll have it queued up by Sunday online, and then we can hear it together, and you can talk about how that song blessed you so much. Amen. So there's so many different ways that you can bless the Lord. Amen. And so we give you an opportunity. Now, that opportunity doesn't happen all the time in a church, okay? So just, you know, God wants us to learn and to grow together. And that's why, you know, he has us doing that. So meet us. We always have a good time with our tag team preaching. On this Sunday and the first Sunday of every month, we also have communion. So bring your communion elements, your bread, your juice, your crackers and juice, or crackers and water, or bread and water. Go ahead and bring that, and we have a wonderful anointed time of communion on the first Sunday. Then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig in as well. On every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. is our prayer time, and we come together and pray at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and we call this Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. We have some volunteers already for next Tuesday. If you have some time and you want to volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes, at a time, send me a text. If you know, that you're not going to be able to do it for the next 3 months, but you know at that time you're available, text me. I keep a good calendar. Amen. Hallelujah. Wednesdays. Now, we're doing something different this year than we have before. So on Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of the month, and the fourth Wednesday of the month, the second and the fourth Wednesday of the month programs. The second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service. Amen. And that is, that's with our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And so, you know, that's when we pray for people to be healed. There were over 70 healings in 2022. Glory to God. And that's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm that second Wednesday of the month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's going to be January the 11th. Now, our new broadcast that the Lord is just talking to me about, I'm excited over it. It's called Anointed Pandemic Babies. Anointed Pandemic Babies. And what that broadcast is going to be about is the babies that were born from around 2019 to the present. And what's going on in them. God is this is the last of the last days. and God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. And these babies are coming out from the womb with an anointing that we have not seen in our time. And one example is a friend of mine sent me a picture of a baby reaching up and grabbing her mom's glasses. And I said, I text back, I said, I thought you said this baby was just born. She said, yes, that picture was taken 40 minutes after the baby was born. Now, I know and you know that a child does not start to have hand-eye coordination. They can barely see when they come out, much less grab glasses. So God is doing something. Amen. Hallelujah. And we don't know all that he's doing with this, but we're going to walk it out with him. Hallelujah. And so the parents are going to be on talking about their babies. We're going to be praying over the babies and you know, other things that the Lord is telling us to do. So join us with that. Amen. As the Lord leads you. If you happen to know anyone who has a anointed pandemic baby, please let me know. And I'm looking for videos and, you know, I have a friend who sends me videos every other day, and they are absolutely amazing. So please, you know, help me out with this. If you know someone, we can have them on the broadcast. You know, a family who's raising a pandemic baby, an anointed pandemic baby, you know, let us know about it. They do need prayer. Amen. They need prayer. Their babies need prayer. And we're here to do it with them. Amen. So that's going to be on January the 25th. Glory to God. Wednesday, January 25th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then, you know, for our Thursday broadcast, our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, every January we have a prophetic word for that year. So we're going to start off on the 5th with a chorus of prophetic voices. I'm going to encourage each of you, that if God has given you a word, text me and let me know, and you could be a part of the chorus of voices, of prophetic voices. And you'll probably have somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes to release your word for 2023. Someone near and dear to me is going to be a part of the prophetic chorus. And they said to me, oh, I don't need 5 or 10 minutes. I got one word. And I was like, I want to hear that word. Hallelujah. So if he's giving you one word, glory to God, you know, just text me and let me know, and we will put you in to be a part of the chorus of prophetic voices. Amen. And that's going to be on January the 5th, Thursday, January the 5th. And then we have others who are coming on to speak. I'm trying to remember the order. I think we're going to have evangelist Janie Sims. You know, she's the fiery evangelist that's going to be with us. She has a word for 2023. They all do. She's going to be with us on the 12th. And then we're going to have Bishop Aaron McClary. He's going to be with us on the 19th. And then we're going to have our very own, and you know, when we have that, we have a word from the Lord for the year, the new year, and we also have personal prophecy. So you can get a word from the Lord personally, a word from the Lord on those days as well. So please come get your word. Amen. And, you know, let your friends and family know about that, because that's, it's always an awesome month. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what we have. We're going to open up all the lines. Glory to God. And if you don't want to say anything or you got things going on in the background, just mute your line. Otherwise, you can say anything. Praise God. All the lines are open. We don't have to do number one, Key.
Okay. I wanted to say, when you were talking about string, wait a minute, it was something that you had said. It reminded me of when my son needed an E string for his white bass guitar. And I was like, to praise the Lord, because he has an amplifier. My dad blessed both of my sons, well, even Rasheem, but that was years ago. He blessed Marcus and Malachi with these beautiful bass guitars. They're really nice. Oh. And so he needed an E string. Hallelujah.
Amen. Tighten it up.
Yeah, when you talk about string instruments to be used for the Lord, that reminded me of that. It was,
yes,
like a confirmation.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I hope they're playing.
I want them to play, but they don't play as much. They got a little discouraged, but I'm asking God to touch their hearts to want to play again, because I like musical instruments.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, YouTube, they can go on YouTube and get lessons and everything out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, thank you. Thanks for saying that. Yeah.
And y'all have a blessed new year. And I even had to rejoice with the Lord when you had said that Aunt Pastor Price number ends with 2023. And I look and I say, yeah, I thought of rejoicing too. Rejoice with them that rejoice. Because I was like, glory to God.
Yeah. Amen.
And also when you were talking about how many healings that were recorded, I was thinking, because I was in my master bathroom, I was like, saying something to God about the healings that he did that aren't recorded. It's probably more for this year. The ones that, you know, that wasn't recorded on the line, the things that he did behind the scenes, the healings that he did behind the scenes, to him be all the glory. I'm saying that now. Because I was thinking about that when I was in the bathroom. I was like, Lord, wow, even the ones that wasn't recorded, you know, just marveling.
Right, right. Amen. Thank you. Yeah, there probably are some. And we call those signs and wonders following. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? All right. I did this on Sunday, and I was like, anyone else? Your lines are open. Let me check my
wanted to say, this is Pastor Catherine.
Yes.
I just wanted to say, as Minister Carey was telling her interpretation, I was agreeing with her, because when the program came on today, I heard you say, I'm going to give directions. And from that point on, it's like I went out for about 3 minutes. It was just so peaceful and restful.
Amen.
So I just want to say that, you know, I agree with her that we're not to have any worry, just rest in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Amen. Dr. Leslie had to leave, and she said Happy New Year, everyone, too. Amen. Thanks for sharing that, Pastor. Anyone else? Make any comments? Got any information? So anybody want to say anything about how they feel about praying all together in tongues? Any comments
on
that?
Yes, I like that better.
Oh, you like that better.
Yes.
Okay.
It's fun. It's like a chorus in God's ears. Him using us instruments for his glory, all in one accord in him. And our whole purpose is unified in him. So it does sound beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Well, when he says do it, we'll do it. Well, you know, right now he's saying just at least the last Tuesday of the month, you know, we'll do that. I don't know if we'll do what we did today or how, but I'm just going to just listen and follow instructions. Hallelujah. Any other comments? Well, all right. Amen. Well, thank you all so much. I'm just so encouraged. And when I think that we're going into our third year, it's just like, it's amazing to me. You know, it's like we just started, but I see that there's been such a change in myself and in you all, you know, during this time, you know, such a confidence in the Lord. And that's what he wants us to have too. And especially as a group together, there's someone who was making a comment, and it's Minister Elaine. She's not on today, but she was on Get 'em Radio on the Thursday edition last Thursday. And she made a comment about praying in tongues, where she gave her testimony about praying in tongues, and you know, that this Praying in Tongues Tuesday really has helped her a lot. And you know, when she began to get and Pastor Price said an interpretation from what she had felt in her spirit that she was saying, and that just blessed her so much. And so, you know, I know that God is doing something with us during this time. And I'm very excited about seeing what he has said come to pass. Although we have seen some things come to pass. I mean, when he said abortion is gone with the wind, I mean, really? Who would have thought it except God, Almighty God? Are known it. Amen. And it's still yet. It's done, and it's still yet being done. Amen. All right, then. We're not going to keep you. We are a little early, getting off a little early today. And so thank you all so very much again. And amen. Have a happy, happy, wonderful new year. And we're going to be back again on next Tuesday. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you for each and every person who was here today, those who are also listening to the podcast. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for inviting us to be with you and intercede in the heavenly, as you know, in on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you. Thank you for the privilege and the honor to be able to do that. thank you for speaking to us so clearly and so many confirmations going on. We thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for even the things that we need to do for the rest of the day as we stopped and spent this time with you, that we'll be able to complete everything that we need to do, excuse me, and that we'll be able to do it expeditiously. Hallelujah. We'll be able to do it peacefully and quicker than we would have had we not spent this time in your presence. Thank you for that, Lord God. We give you praise and we give you glory. And we're going to end today the way we began, with the song invitation by our friend, Minister Joy Bryant. Praise God. Have a wonderful, happy, blessed, prosperous new year. And we'll see you all next year. Amen. Lord willing. All right. Love you.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.